The dissolution of the Zimbabwean cabinet officially paves the way for elections in which voters are to choose a president, National Assembly, Senate, and local councils. President Robert Mugabe is seeking a sixth term. He is being challenged by opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, and by independent candidate Simba Makoni. Observers say the campaign has been far less violent than in previous elections, and opposition candidates have been able to campaign in what had been forbidden areas. But the opposition says there are many irregularities. The Harare High Court has dismissed a request by the opposition MDC to be given copies of the voters' registration list. MDC Secretary General Tendai Biti said the party wants to check the lists because it believes they have been inflated with non-existent voters. And he notes that 9 million ballots have been printed for less than 6 million voters.
We suspect that the 3 million will give them an artificial majority of 58%. And we think that when they've stolen this election on Monday or Sunday, they want to declare a majority of 58%.
Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa rejected the accusation on South African national television.
There is no basis whatsoever to the allegations made by the MDC against the electoral process. What is very clear, of course, is that they are running scared of defeat tomorrow.
The opposition also objects to a late edict allowing security officials into voting booths. The government says they are to help illiterate voters, but the opposition fears they will intimidate its supporters. The election campaign was one of the liveliest in decades. Tsvangirai has drawn considerable support from Zimbabweans unhappy over an economic crisis characterized by hyperinflation, 80% unemployment, and shortages of food, fuel, and other basic goods.
This is the government that has promoted hate, that cannot do anything for your problems. They can't keep the teachers in schools. They can't keep food in the supermarkets. They cannot provide medicine in hospitals. Neither cannot provide jobs for a wealth of our workers.
Makoni, a former finance minister who was expelled from Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party after he declared his candidacy, is being backed by several senior ZANU-PF leaders. This has led some to say he may draw votes away from the president, which Mr. Mugabe dismissed.
I say, you are cheating yourself. The people have refused to be split.
In order to win, a candidate must receive at least half of the votes cast Saturday. If not, he must face the candidate with the second most votes in a runoff election within 3 weeks. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.